Okay.
Now that we're all here.
Anything you say can will be used against you.
I think this is the first time we're all here on time.
On time, yeah.
Same day, same place. Everything.
Not the same state.
And this is episode what?
8. Okay.
Dead air drink.
Yeah, since we're all together, we're all just going to sit here and stare at our Skype.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Now what?
I'm my Skype.
Static pictures of Weird Beard with the little box light.
We didn't train for this to happen.
No, it's number 8. The stupid chat thing is wrong.
Curse. Are we on the air or not?
Yes.
We are.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
All
yes,
right.
We are. And I'm getting ready to start the ha ha ha. It's time for the Squirrel Report. Friday, May 11th, 2012.
I love that.
I do too.
We can tell, Alan.
It makes weird giggle, too, so I'm not the only one.
Just think about the company you're keeping, my friend. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm a degenerate.
You say that like it's a bad
thing.
I'm
a librarian.
Yeah.
I think I win.
So how
was everyone's week?
Over.
Anything happen?
The less said, the better.
Yeah.
Weird. You're the one with the semi-exciting life. What happened this week?
Why is my life semi-exciting?
I don't know. You go like cut up rats and stuff. Come on.
I did practice the French Canadian method of cardiac puncture.
How is that different than the regular?
You do it with a sneer.
and a bunch of mayonnaise.
No. It was a gag. It was one of our instructors of the class was French Canadian, and she referred to it as the French Canadian method. Just a sneer, just to poke fun at the other people who did it slightly differently. And the French Canadian method is essentially you punch in between the ribs and go directly into the left ventricle of the heart. Versus the method that I was taught, where you go up underneath the diaphragm towards the apex of the heart and punch into the left ventricle. And the other way seems a lot easier, but I did like 5 mice where I was just turning the heart into Swiss cheese and not getting any blood.
I'm cringing, and I'm not even a mouse.
Don't worry, they're already deadish.
Deadish.
Thanks.
They've been listening to the Squirrel Report for 78 hours straight.
Mm-hmm. Their brains had stopped functioning, their lungs had stopped breathing, but there was still a little bit of blood pressure in there to help with the extraction.
So they could have been congressmen, is what you're saying?
Yes.
More or less.
No brain activity.
The most congressmen breathe and process ethanol.
Are we sure about that?
Well, we know they process ethanol.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure that, like, if you watch C-SPAN, you can see the little chests moving.
They could be faking it.
No comment.
No. You know,
comment.
This week there was an article. There was a little news piece, Huffington Post.
Speaking of mice,
and speaking of kefir and the probiotic stuff that we've been talking about, like, because I'm obsessed with it. Oh, I made cheese. Anyway.
Kefir cheese?
Kefir cheese. It's really good.
Is there an Arabic word for it?
I really hope not.
Yes, kefir cheese.
Kefir cheese. Yeah. I pulled my hoodie over my face while I said that, so it's Arabic now. Okay. Anyway, so... anyway, Huffington Post had a piece this week. And they said the testicles of yogurt-eating mice are bigger. And researchers credit probiotics.
And their coat is silky smooth, too.
So, yeah. So how's the kefir going, Alan?
Oh, you know,
he's really glad that he bought a crew cab truck. Way he can still have passengers his giant testicles.
I need more
shotgun.
I need more room in the crotch.
Yeah, it says the boy mice that drank the probiotic yogurt or ate the yogurt or whatever have a certain mouse swagger.
And for those who have not worked with rodents, to quote my lovely wife when she first met Mr. Beatus, she said, "He just drags his balls around."
Wasn't that a Tom Petty song?
What?
Yes.
Stop dragging my balls around.
Was it?
Yeah. I don't know. Was that pre or post sounding like Bob Dylan all the time?
I don't know.
He always tries.
Anyway, I thought that was interesting. So, you know, anybody who wants kefir, email me.
You should feed your mice yogurt, Weird.
I had yogurt for lunch today.
That way,
we had fruit in it.
Well,
that way, we string their testicles together in a necklace, it takes fewer of them.
That's right.
We eat a lot of yogurt in the household. Especially, I like the unflavored Greek yogurt. It's by far a better alternative than sour cream.
Yes,
I actually prefer it.
Yeah, I like that stuff too.
I made kefir cheese. It was cool.
The problem is that I walk funny now.
You always walk funny.
I really have.
Anyway, I'm gonna put the link in the chat here.
Yes.
Yeah, so anybody who's listening, the chat is up and running. If you go to thesquirrelreport.com, there's a link to the chat. Actually, it's I don't even know how to announce this anymore.
It's
squirrelreport.com.
Squirrelreport.com.
Well, if they're listening to us,
they know
the website.
Yes.
Yeah.
It gives a little preview in the chat. It says testicles. That's funny. Okay. Anyway, moving on. This week we have a bunch of topics. It's been like topicful week, don't you think?
Topic palooza.
I was just going to say that,
topic,
Jay.
Topic palooza. I don't know. Say it again. Topic palooza. Yeah, it really has. It's been like kind of an interesting week in the news this week. But. Alan, where did we get the link for? I think it was Sayuncle did a post about it, about
yes.
How when the government gets involved in stuff everything suddenly sucks.
LP.org was
stole that from Sayuncle, who stole it from somebody else.
Well, whomever.
Sayuncle stole a link? No way.
No.
That guy.
He didn't steal it. He just borrowed it.
So he's king of
it. LFB.org. Hold on. I just found it. How the government wrecked the gas can.
Right. Yes.
Hold on. It's coming up in chat. Ready?
Which I was entirely unaware of.
Whamma.
My gas can that I keep around Weirdington Manor is of the old rusty steel variety.
Those are the best.
Oh yeah,
the big 5 gallon jerry cans, like they belong in the back of an old Jeep.
Oh yeah, those are nice
just
too.
Just taunting someone to hit.
Have you seen how much those things are? They're insane.
$80, aren't
yeah,
they?
It's crazy. Thank you. You know, only the government could cause a sheet metal can to be $80.
It costs a lot of money to get your rat patrol on.
You got to order from Granger. Yeah, at like $130.
Yeah. And I think the bracket to hold it in place is even more.
I really don't even understand what you guys are talking about. Like, what's the deal with the gas cans? Like
steel gas cans. We used to have like a zillion of them. My grandfather had like 20 of them.
That's because that's all they had back then.
Exactly.
As opposed to the plastic ones?
The little cheap, crappy plastic ones that leak.
Oh.
And evidently now don't have a vent hole.
Yeah, that's crazy. What's up with
what?
That? How can you pour
they
something
don't have
without a vent hole?
How do you not have a vent hole?
Well, apparently the EPA has decided that venting gasoline fumes from a gas can will destroy the environment.
So you've got to tip it 9,000 times, leaking it everywhere.
Yes.
Only the government could make.
Yep. Well, it's the same thing, and that's why it's a perfect topic for people to call in.
Right. That's what I was getting to.
And talk about.
No, they don't. I've got a whole bunch that don't vent through the spout.
We've kind of decided that every week we're going to have like a call-in topic, kind of like a conversation starter topic. And this week is, what has the government fucked up?
Everything.
You? Well,
everything.
Well, besides everything.
Specifically products. Things that used to work but don't because of government regulation.
I have a story about what the government has ruined for me.
Me too.
Tell us.
But you first.
Dishwashers.
Oh, God.
My dishwasher ceased to work.
Yep.
And it wasn't because of the dishwasher, which worked perfectly fine. It was a very good dishwasher. It was the soap.
Yep. They took the phosphates out.
They took the phosphates out of the soap. How is the soap supposed to soap things? It doesn't soap anymore. It's like not soap. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't work.
Brita just conjugated the word soap.
I did, damn it.
Noun, verb, adverb, and all the tenses. Very good.
That's right.
You get a gold star.
It just didn't work anymore. And apparently the hippies have problems with phosphates because of something, like it goes in the water and it kills the algae or I don't even know.
It makes the algae grow faster. And then the algae consumes all the oxygen in the water and it kills all the fish.
Yeah, but doesn't the washing machine empty itself into the sewer line, which then goes to a treatment plant that
yeah, but apparently removed, phosphates which is, still
which is full
escape.
Of all sorts of bugs that I'm sure would absolutely love the phosphates.
Yeah,
help them grow faster, which would help the poop eating bacteria go crazy.
Exactly. I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem is either, but apparently there's a war on phosphates. So much that the other day when I was in Lowe's hardware store, I noticed that they now make phosphate-free TSP. Please explain to me how phosphate... TSP means trisodium phosphate.
Yes.
Hello?
Just pour a bunch of salt in your...
I don't understand.
It's like salt at that point.
What
if you take
does
the phosphate
it do?
Out.
It's crazy.
It makes your popcorn taste better.
Yeah.
It gives you that fresh from the ocean feeling, which I'm sure Breed is familiar with.
No, I'm not. So consequently, we got rid of our dishwasher because it doesn't work. And so now we're hand washing all of our dishes, which I'm assuming uses more water, but I don't care.
Well, you had to hand wash them anyway for the dishwasher.
Yeah, you had to wash them before you put in the dishwasher. And then when they came out and they were still dirty, you had to wash them again. I mean, it was like, I don't know. The whole thing, the dishwasher issue just became just obnoxious for me. So I just said, you know what, I'm just going to wash them by hand. I don't care about... I mean, is washing by hand really worse than a dishwasher? I don't know.
Well also, for us, I mean...
I just use plastic and light it all on fire.
There you go. I use paper plates and throw them away.
Oh, bullshit.
There you go.
You eat right over the trash barrel.
Yes, and Zerkool just said in the chat, we have Lake Erie. We're not hurting for water.
That's what I was about to say, too much water here. All of us. Yeah. Alan's the furthest west, and he's in East Texas. But, I mean, out maybe where they've got all these fucked up rules about water rights and make it illegal for you to have your rain gutter empty into a barrel and things like that. That might be different. But really, you know, the saving water situation isn't that huge a deal unless you're the type of person who just kind of leaves a faucet on and forgets about it for a couple of days.
Yeah, but even then, guess what? You pay for it.
Yeah.
And you pay for it. So, again, it's a self-correcting problem. But the
and if you pay for it, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But you're wasting water.
Yeah, guess what? You're not. You're the same amount of water on Earth when the Earth started.
Yeah. Exactly. Water is pretty much a zero-sum game, isn't it?
That's right. Everybody right now, I'm having a sip of my Tanqueray gin, and this has got ethanol, and it is mixed with dinosaur piss.
Yay!
Because every glass of water you've ever drank has come out of the pee hole of a dinosaur.
Excellent.
Or a fish or, you know, something.
Or me.
All of the above. Yeah. I guarantee it has come out of the pee hole of every form of life form there is.
Yeah. Well, unless you go up and lasso a comet and, you know, get some of that
ice.
That's like that. Ooh, there you go. There's a business opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah. Alan, you're a genius.
Alan, you are correct.
Pure
unsullied water.
It's pee free.
That's right.
It's urine free water.
Terrific.
100% guaranteed.
Anyway, hey, Alan.
Yeah.
It would be really fun if we invited callers to call in and gave them a number so that they were able to.
Yeah,
I know. It's like call-in show, and oh my God, we have to announce the number. What a chore.
Alien test, says Chris.
It is 214-530-0036.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I have it memorized. You're welcome.
Good, because I don't.
There.
I want to tell my story.
Story, Weird.
All right. So I'm going to start off with something that's not the government's fault, but my old Ford Ranger that I just recently sold, and don't miss it.
I heard. You didn't tell me, you bastard.
I put it on my blog that you don't read because you're always doing the same stories that I've done like a day before.
You and I are fighting. We both get the same Bubblehead Less News Network.
Yeah, except for I read your blog before I drop the post because I'm like,
Les should do his own blog and screw y'all.
Yeah, that's
he really should. He should have his own blog.
I talked to him about it, and he said that he's not interested, and I'm not going to argue with him on it. If he wants to send all of us various news reports, and we'll give him the credit he deserves for it, that's fine. It's however you want to do things.
Weird is a bad commercial about mice.
He really isn't.
I'm just going to read people's weird.
But so my Ranger had a little bit of a dodgy fuel gauge on it, where the first time I felt, you know, the fuel light came on, and in the manual it said the light comes on when there's 2 gallons of gas left in the tank. So I filled it up and realized there was like 5 gallons of gas in the tank. And towards the end, it was like 8 or 9 when the light would come on.
That helps with the light, doesn't it?
it's not a big deal because I do not go by lights. And I do not go by gauges because they're...
Go by your odometer. They're
foolishness. Yeah, exactly. I go by my odometer. Every time I fill up with tank, I reset the tripometer. And when that comes up to the number that I know where it starts getting really low, and I did all the math, I know what happened. I figured out I could go 330 miles on a tank of gas. And that would still give me enough to limp it, you know, to limp it to any gas station so long as I wasn't out in the middle of nowhere. So I moved down to Massachusetts from Maine. And I'm getting up to about 300 some miles, and I'm like, all right, I should probably start looking for a gas station. Huh, maybe I need to downshift a little. I'm still downshifting, and the vehicle's not going anywhere. Oh, the vehicle's not running anymore. And thankfully, there was a gas station that I'd driven past, but I saw the price and went, I'm not shopping at these motherfuckers. Well, guess where I was doing the walk of shame to.
Yeah.
Now, can anybody, this includes people in chat, can anybody guess why Weird had that problem?
Because you weren't using an ethanol formulation before.
That's right, because I was using real gas.
Oh, and,
so that is the government's problem.
And I had moved to Massachusetts where they mandate 10% ethanol in all gas stations.
Which means your mileage isn't as good.
They make it.
That's right.
It's the reason my truck gets 12 miles per gallon instead of its normal 14.
Yes. Thank you, ADM. Supermarket to the world.
Yep. And so what's nice about it, though, is you get less mileage per gallon of gas, but it costs the same, and you have to subsidize the plants.
Yep.
Yeah. And there's no feed for animals because the corn is being used to make
ethanol. And the food is more expensive, and steaks are more expensive.
Yep.
It's just stupid all the way around.
Every single thing the government touches turns to shit. And
I heard some people say that if you have a higher compression engine, it'll better use the ethanol in the gasoline. But I don't know. I got to call BS on that because there's still so much energy in a goddamn carbon bond.
There's less energy in alcohol than there is in gasoline.
There's all kinds of technical manuals out for things like motorcycles and skidoos and non-automobiles saying be very careful about the kind of gasoline you put into your vehicle because they yep. will not run properly on.
That's right. Oh, wait till we get E85 everywhere.
Oh, yeah. That's just going to be
great. Unless you have a vehicle that's certified flex fuel, you're going to be screwed.
Let's hope the pig fuckers are too fixated on their bullshit electric cars, which can be another great thing to rant about.
Coal-powered cars.
They'll be too busy beating off to the joy of how much they're saving the environment by burning
Chevy
coal.
Volt, it's so good for the environment. Really?
Yep.
Please explain.
Oh, did you hear they're going around and having first responder training for how to deal with electric vehicles now in crashes because the batteries are so fucking dangerous.
Yep.
They've been doing that.
You can actually say to Chevy Volt drivers, die in a fire, and you'll mean it.
And you stand a pretty good chance of being right.
And being electrocuted, too.
Yeah.
Smash.
Buddy of mine's a master mechanic for Ford, and he was telling me with their hybrids, they can't use the jaws of life.
Yeah.
Because of the batteries.
That's right.
The last thing you want to do is cut through. Think about what happens when you cut through one of those batteries a big electric saw.
Or if something gets fucked up and the batteries ground themselves to the frame.
That's right.
Yeah. So he's like, they have to, they had to go through all special training because you don't work on them the same.
Oh, yeah. You have to disconnect the battery thing before you can even work on them.
Right.
The best solution is to let them bleed out in the car.
There you go.
Well, duh.
Sorry, I can't touch you.
And then bury the car.
No, that's toxic.
Hey, look, we have a caller.
You'd have to launch it into the bay. Someone's calling.
Yeah, someone's calling.
You think this is a call-in show?
Area code 804.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is Rick from down in Virginia.
Ah, Rick.
From Virginia.
Yeah. Good kid. But sitting here on the phone with dead silence for the last minute, so I'm shifting gears. But... as far as government screwing things up, what I love is seeing the miles per gallon ratings that they've got for modern cars. And I think I used to get 35 miles per gallon in my 95 Toyota.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I had a 94 Plymouth Sundance that got like 32 miles per gallon on the highway. And it wasn't a particularly efficient car. And I had a buddy who had a Saturn. Got 40 miles per gallon on the highway, and now they're like, "Oh, the Prius hybrid gets 45 miles per gallon." Are you kidding me? The Geo Metro got 55.
Yep,
I got 32 miles per gallon with a car I called El Crapo. It was an eggplant colored Cavalier.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know exactly the color. Which what year? Was it the craptacular mid 80s, a little crap box?
Yeah, it was a late 80s, early 90s. I lost my car, and my roommate had it for sale.
Oh, boy.
So, total piece of junk, and it got great mileage. They took the smart car, which actually works in Europe, and with the environmental changes in America, it gets crappy gas mileage.
Oh, God. And it's rear-wheel drive. So it's crappy.
It's got the cargo capacity of a motorcycle.
Yeah.
I actually saw somebody at the North Carolina airport pick up somebody in a goddamn smart car.
Were they holding their luggage on the roof?
Oh, no. Get this. It's even better. Is the dumb shit that decided, hey, let's go pick somebody up from the airport in a smart car, brought a passenger along.
Oh.
So, and
it's a two-seater car.
They were polite enough that the goddamn person sat on the engine cover with the rear hatch open with his luggage on his lap.
Wow.
I shit you not. That those are friends right there. With friends like that, who needs enemas?
No shit.
that's the if I absolutely have to pick you up at the airport, I'm going to make
you should
never
you should have heard that wheezy son of a bitch taking off. It was like, "Oh my God, are you actually having me carry people and stuff?"
The smart thing one very good feature, which is you can rip that little crappy Mercedes engine out and throw in a Hayabusa 1300 and have all kinds of fun.
Yes,
that's the one thing.
And when you get into an accident, when, when you get into an accident with a Fiat, they don't have to buy a coffin. They can just bury you in the car.
They actually have four holes where you can screw in the little handles to, as part of your pallbearers.
Buried in the car.
Yeah. The best thing is with electric cars, like what people overlook is because these environmentalists are so hard on nuclear, that means the electric cars are coal-fired because we wouldn't have have the coal plant online except for we have such a high electrical need.
Yep, they're not coal fired here in Massachusetts. Here in Massachusetts, they run off of grade A garbage and diesel fuel,
and nuclear. Don't forget, we got Pilgrim and Seabrook. I'm right down the street from Seabrook. I'm right outside the blast zone.
Nice.
When Seabrook melts down, I'm going to be all set because I'm outside that 10-mile radius.
Yeah, I'm
going
to be ready.
I'm doing my happy dance, going neener, watching the people in the next town for melt.
You're going to turn into a slow mutant, Jay.
I am. I'm going to be like slop.
And I'm going to be all gunslinger and shoot you in the head.
You know, coal releases more radiation than nuclear power plants.
Sure does.
Oh, damn you, Santa Claus.
You know, future generations are going to cuss us up one side and down the other for just losing all that thorium in the coal.
Jay, you and I have a similar problem. You have a very similar problem. And that is, we understand math and facts.
I quote you all the time with the hybrid cars are for people who can't do math. Smart cars are for people who aren't
bad at math.
All right, Rick, thanks for calling.
I paid $10,000 for a car that gets 10 miles per gallon better.
And our calling number is, what is it?
214-530-0036.
Yeah, that's it.
Jinx.
Okay.
You owe me a Pepsi.
Yeah. All right, Jay, what's your government fucked up thing?
What's my government fucked up thing?
Everybody's got to have one.
Pick one. Oh. The zit on the Smith & Wesson revolver.
Oh,
the key lock thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's weird is, as far as I know, there's nobody. I think that's all corporate stupidity.
Yeah.
I mean, it got started with Bill Clinton.
It started because take a look at any stupid idea. Any stupid idea. I don't care where it is. The government is balls deep in it somewhere. Look at the Ford Pinto. Ford Pinto, perfect example. Why? Why the Ford Pinto? Well, that's because it was gas crisis. We must do something. Make the cars smaller. And the car companies went, well, nobody buys the little cars. Look at the Geo Metro. Perfect example. Yep. Seats 4 got 50 miles per gallon around town, and they sat on the lots. They could not move the Geo Metro, even selling them cheaper than anything else out there. Because people didn't want them.
Yep.
And then what did they do?
Same thing with CAFE standards.
Well, look at what's happened. Yeah. Look at what's happened to the fleet of vehicles in the U.S. You know, they did the mileage standards, and then exempted trucks and heavy vehicles over a certain size. So everybody went out and bought those.
Yep, they bought SUVs. And now, my favorite is, you know, SUVs never existed. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, Chevrolet Suburban has existed since 1935. Sure. Kiss my hairy Italian ass. There's something.
No.
Okay, don't worry, Brita. I'll take this bullet for you.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, and before, you know, remember the station wagons of the 70s? I mean, it's, you know, people want a car that's big enough to carry all their shit and big enough that they can sit in it comfortably. You know, yeah. I mean,
they don't want something that they're going to die in an accident with a dog.
Right. I mean, think about, you know, a family, right? You got, mom and dad and two kids, maybe. All right. And, you know, your kid's got to sit in a child seat until they're like, you know, what, 15? And it has to be the back seat because, you know, you can't have a kid in the front seat anymore.
Because the airbags, which they, again, also fucked up.
Right.
Another thing the government fucked up.
Oh, God, don't get me started on airbags.
Mandate. Oh, they have to go in. We've had the technology since 1973, and they haven't put them in. They can save lives. And guess what? The reason we haven't been putting them in the fucking cars is because we don't have it right.
Well, that and they actually cause more bodily injury than they save.
Yeah, for every time that a horrific head-on collision at 50 miles an hour per car saves somebody's life, you got 20 people that are in the hospital with their faces rearranged because they rear-ended the car in front of them.
And broken wrists and, you know, everything else.
Right, right.
Plus, aren't they explosively deployed?
Isn't there
a small charge in there?
Yes, there is. Yeah.
Which I
know my new car's got... My new car's got sensors in the driver's seat in the passenger seat that figures out if somebody's sitting there or not and disables the airbag.
Did you get a Ferrari or was it a Lamborghini?
I got a Pinto.
It sounds like I'm under attack.
Uh oh.
What?
There's fireworks somewhere, and it sounds like under attack.
Brita, deploy the kittens.
Yes, it's very weird. Like, I'm sitting here. It sounds like I'm.
First year I was in my house.
Anyway.
Drink coffee, wear sunglasses, deploy the Marines.
I think at this point it would be a lovely idea if we announced the number again.
Why don't you do the honors, Brita? Because Alan doesn't know what it is.
It's Alan's number.
I know.
He doesn't even know it. 214-530-0036.
Yeah,
call in.
That's what it is.
Talk to us about something. anything you'd like, really. Except, well, you know, I should put limits on that. But
well, we have other topics.
Well, here's one.
We
thing
do
I'm
have
curious
other
about,
topics.
Though. But I'm curious about something.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to know the smart car. When you realize the thing's the size of a kid's lunchbox and it's got an engine, you know, that's, you know, the size of the thermos in the lunchbox.
It's six angry gerbils.
But when you consider all of that things, it really doesn't get like that much, you know, better mileage than, say, you know, a Honda Fit or a Ford Fiesta or any of those other
small
cars that have back seats and capacity for groceries.
Right.
It gets worse, weird. The Smart only gets 32 miles per gallon on the highway. Around town, it's like 26.
I thought it was a little bit better than that, but it takes premium.
And it runs on premium.
So
you spend more for the gas that you're
wasting. But the reason why it has such horrible mileage is because it weighs a fucking ton for how small it is.
It's actually a fairly safe vehicle. It's got pretty much a full roll cage.
And that's my question is, no matter how much you up armor a smart car, how much fucking safer is it than, you know, than a 72 Plymouth?
It's not. Because the 72 Plymouth was too busy stalling on the side of the road for you to go anywhere and get hit.
But I'm just saying, still, no matter what, you get hit by a dump truck. Yeah, the A-pillar won't shear off and cut your head off.
That's true. However, and you got plenty of exercise walking back and forth to the garage.
It's got a heated rear window, so your hands don't get cold pushing it.
You're pushing it. although that's more really applicable to the Plymouths of the early 1980s.
Okay, so anyway.
All right, we've had enough of car talk with clicking.
Yes, please. My brain just.
Alan, do you have a thing that the government screwed up? I don't think you gave a gripe story.
Oh gosh, take your pick. Jeez, there's so many. Of course, the toilet is the classic.
Yes.
And you know,
I have to poop at work.
I do that because I get paid.
You're welcome.
I love you, Brita.
No,
and,
it has.
And she only works part time.
Those awesome, like, vacuum toilets that will suck down a whole watermelon if they want.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
The pressurized ones.
I save it up.
Those are nice.
You can flush cats.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Brita knows they can flush a dish towel down the toilet.
So instead of a nice solid 5 gallon flush, you've got, you know, a 2.5 gallon flush, yeah, you know, 6 times. Thank you, Uncle Sam. That was brilliant.
I have to add to mine, because the light bulb, I think, is probably the ne plus ultra of government fucking something up.
Yeah, that was.
We're gonna make illegal the old ones, and you have to use these. And oh, by the way, if you happen to break one, and it's a fucking light bulb, you're gonna break it. You have to call in a hazmat team. Yeah. Right. Watch how fast I go.
We have a caller. Yep.
Yay. Oh, thank God.
Area code 607. Hello.
Hey, how you all doing?
Doing good.
Good.
Doing good.
Good.
Who is this?
I wonder what's going on with the squirrel.
No. Who is this?
Hello.
Yes, protocols. Caller, identify thyself.
Yes.
Who are you?
Well, you don't recognize me.
No.
Well, Jesus Christ, boy.
We're 30 seconds away from hanging up on you until you identify yourself.
25!
I'm a 30-second bomb.
Me,
I'm a
29-second bomb.
Okay, hang up.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
Don't hang up on me. I love you.
Oh. Yikes. Okay. That was weird.
You know, it's another thing that the government screwed up.
I don't tolerate any bullshit. I'm sorry. Bye-bye.
Better that way.
Have a good night.
I don't want to hear that. That was weird.
Whatever that was, bye-bye.
Hobo Bachelor number one.
Hobo Bachelor. Yeah, Brita doesn't play that. Sorry.
Yikes.
Anyway. If you'd like to call in and talk to us and identify yourself, yes. The number is 214-530-0036.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway, other topics.
Showers.
In a soon-to-be-released book, Bill Clinton called Obama an amateur and incompetent.
Well,
which is showing great restraint because he didn't drop the N-word.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. Everyone was all waiting for it to happen when Hillary was still running for the Democratic nomination. Is Bill sounded like some backwoods peckerwood talking about them boys.
Yeah. Oh, look, another caller.
Oh, goody.
Area code 817. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Score Report. It's Riley again.
Hey, Riley.
Hey, again? Riley. Hey. Did we hang up on you in the first time?
No, he called last time.
Okay.
I like Riley again.
You're cool.
Wow, well, I at least made an impression on Brita. It sounds like awesome.
Yeah. Well, no, the last caller
was
weird. Yeah, I heard. He was creepy.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's coming from a longtime VC listener, and that's creepy. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I mean, I already ain't normal. I mean, so we'll just, you know, get that out of the way.
None of us are.
But, you know,
you're calling into the Squirrel Report. I think you've already established that.
Well, you know.
The show that was named after my armpits.
True.
So go ahead. How are you, Riley?
Hello.
Hello.
I thought I lost you for a second. Their connection got bad. As far as y'all were talking about, you know, things that, you know, the government, did better or made worse. I mean, was there anything that they actually did that improved? We're talking about the organization that couldn't make a profit on a whorehouse.
It's true.
This is true. Yeah.
Yes, that answer would be a big no.
I mean, yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, I know I've heard Alan say it, and I think some others as well, is, you know, NASA was one of the biggest, you know, wastes of money in the grand scheme of things. They did some good things. They came up with some technology that I don't know that we'd have otherwise.
But they showed Bill Clinton where he could get Tang.
It's true. But, I mean, anything that they can do, we can do cheaper out in the private sector, because we're actually for profit.
Yep.
I mean, I got to say, with NASA, I think the only reason why NASA came up with all these great things, the same thing goes with the military, is because the government made anybody else doing that illegal.
Yeah.
And, most of those things were still private enterprises. They just had to do it in a contract for the government, because if they did it by themselves in their basement, the jackboots would come kick their door down and send them to prison. If I go and decide to come up with a more better shape charge for defeating armor, guess what? The ATF's going to come visit me, and they're going to kill me, and they're going to kill my family.
Yep.
So I have to say, hey, government, I know how to make a better shape charge. Will you sponsor me? And then suddenly I become them.
Yeah.
And then they take credit for everything that I did.
Yeah. Now, as far as is NASA the only government that's like that? I wonder if some of the other governments around the world are like that. And
they're all like that. It's a government thing.
I guess that makes sense, because I mean, if you think, what one of the things I do is like global compliance as far as for international trade and stuff, and they're all the stuff that's controlled by the U.S. is also controlled by all the other governments. So yeah, I guess that would make sense. That, I mean, nobody in Russia or France or anywhere else is going to be able to. And I give those examples because those are maybe closer to, I mean, China, definitely not, because that's a dictatorship. Everything's controlled by the government there for sure. But even if you were to talk some of the more quote unquote free parts of the world, you know, not everything's controlled.
Yep.
Yep. So. Yeah. There's I can't think of a single thing
I'd put in, you know, in chat as far as, this is almost too broad of a topic. I mean, I can't. Yeah. One thing you want to talk about that they screwed up? Gas mileage, you know, the electricity. I mean, because it's one, and I don't know all the stats of it. You know, North Central Texas, I'm a long way from Hoover Dam, but I don't even think they run Hoover Dam to any kind of full capacity, because they're pulling back energy on that so that they can run their wind farms that suck.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, somebody's got to chop birds up in a bit.
That's right.
Fucking birds.
Kiss my ass, damn birds.
Well, it's even.
Sorry, when you've hit a turkey on a motorcycle, you really do not give a rat's ass about birds.
Oh, man, I had a friend of mine hit a turkey with his F-250 coming back from the deer lease. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, really, the electricity is just a byproduct of the wonderful bird choppers.
You know, if they could only get the packaging.
Yeah.
Okay, point.
It's an old joke, but, you know, we had this, you know, rocket gun that we used allegedly for testing, you know, windshields on jet fighters. And a foreign country developed a high-speed rocket train.
The chicken
cannon. And they wanted, we want to borrow your chicken cannon to test our high-speed train. They said, okay. And after a week or so, they wrote back and they're like, man, this thing keeps destroying our windshields no matter what we do. I mean, we're firing on the lowest setting. And all they wrote back was, all the chickens.
On the chicken cannon.
I want a chicken cannon.
You can make
one. I think
one.
We need one of those for the super secret range. That's what I think.
Okay.
A chicken cannon.
There you go.
Watch out for
this. If you thought a potato gun was cool, watch this.
Load the chicken in live. I bet Marco could spare a couple.
The only issue with the chicken cannon is that the rest of us don't live at the super secret range. After a couple of chicken cannons going off, I gotta imagine the air might get a bit funky.
Well, if it cooks at first, you just need to use more gunpowder.
I don't know. Once chicken starts getting exposed to a whole bunch of air, it really starts smelling, and the chicken cannon does do a very good job at atomizing them.
Yeah, that's a bird thing. They all stink.
It's a fine
mist. When in doubt, double the powder load.
Well, then you just need to sanitize the area with your flamethrower just to make sure you know burn all that off.
I was
watching one of these auction TV shows. I think it was Auction Kings or something like that earlier this week. And it was a cannon from like the 1830s or something like that. And I was like, now that would be cool to own. My wife's like, what would you do with that? Would you use it with decoration? Or, I mean, what would you do with that? I looked at her funny. I'm like, fire. Fill it full of gunpowder and shoot it. What do you mean?
keep the fucking neighbor's kids off my lawn.
That's right. Damn it.
Keep the damn kids off your lawn.
Get off my yard.
I want a flamethrower for the winter.
Load it with rock, salt, and shingle nails.
No, no, no.
Jay wants to clear his driveway.
Whoosh. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I want to be out there when while all the neighbors have their snowblowers going brrr. I just want to walk out, open the door to the garage, go chunk, chunk, chunk. Get the little striker like you use on a settling torch.
Yes.
That would work.
Jay, just make sure to give an extra long blast on the storm drain because you don't want that thing freezing up on you.
Exactly. Just kind of do a little neighborly thing, go over.
That's right. You also don't have to worry about weeds on your lawn or grass.
or lawn.
Yeah, or lawn on your
lawn.
And
if you go too far, your driveway will catch on fire.
Start melting asphalt.
It'll get rid of all the little cracks.
Yeah.
Just kind of glued them all together.
Melt it back into place.
That's right. God, why does your lawn look? Why does your driveway look so perfectly smooth every year? Oh, that's easy. I just get it slightly molten to keep the snow off.
I just keep it. I actually have one of my son's friends. His dad did their driveway with the radiant heating. So they run a pipe full of warm water through it in the winter.
Oh yeah.
Keeps all the snow and ice and stuff off of it.
Yeah, the only problem is he can't get out of his garage anymore because every cat in the neighborhood is asleep on his driveway.
Well, fellas, I got to go. I just wanted to call in and say I can't think of anything they've done right, much less, everything they've done
that's
wrong.
That's a good point.
Tango had one. Allen's an example. U.S. Marine.
What's that?
What?
There you go.
U.S.
Hey,
U.S. Marine
been,
Corps.
Been whooping ass for over 200 years. I mean,
Yeah.
It's, I'm not saying that they're messing that up now. I am very thankful for all our men and women in uniform.
Yeah,
however,
they
keep girdling them. They're like, well, we've got to be, look, you should have two jobs. Kill stuff, break stuff. Period. Yeah. That's it.
Kill people and break shit.
Yeah.
There's the two objectives.
Yeah. And if you don't do that,
and put stickers on the back of your car.
All right, hey, y'all have a good evening, and for all the mothers out there, Happy Mother's Day this weekend.
Aw, Happy Mother's Day to your everybody. That's sweet. Yeah,
thanks for calling,
thanks, Riley.
Actually, talking about the military, I was just reading that what military academy that they. Took all the cadets or something around so they could have diversity training. What was that I just read?
Yeah, I forget which one it was.
Yeah, they took all these cadets around.
I want to say it was West Point.
I know. But I'm not sure if it was.
They took them
to the mosque, yeah. And they took them to the...
Hey, Sun Tzu, know your enemy.
Well, not exactly what they were intending.
When you're out in the field, soldiers, this is called a bunker. That was actually a buddy of mine who was in Iraq was saying that was the big deal was that all of the mosques in the area were all bunkers.
Yeah, of course. They were loaded up.
They put gun ports in them and everything because guess what? You couldn't J-dam a mosque.
Yep.
I can't help but think, how would Patton have handled that?
He'd have blown the fuckers up.
I'm imagining
it would have involved lots and lots of ordnance.
Yeah.
First Patton would J-dam Al Jazeera so that they wouldn't be able to send news reports of their stock women that they would deploy out of vans to cry in front of the burning mosque and then send the news report out. See, J-dam Al Jazeera, then he would J-dam the mosque, and then he would take their guts and grease the treads of his tank.
We're about to blow that up. You might want to get a camera on it.
It was West Point, Brita?
Yeah, it was West Point. They sent him to New Jersey City to witness the cultural diversity. They basically sent them to, like, different religious centers and made them eat kind of ethnic food and...
Hummus!
But hummus!
But they were
and,
thrilled about that.
Yeah. So that, you know, when the West Point cadets graduated and went overseas as part of their thing, they were more sensitive to the people that they were.
Alan, I'm sure you'll agree with me. The thing you need most in life is a real sensitive first lieutenant fresh out of school.
Right. Yeah,
that's about the last
thing. Wasn't that kind of a huge problem that they had to come up with after World War I was to get rid of the sensitivity? Because the big issue was the people saw somebody charging at them and they really weren't feeling it too good.
It's actually World War II. Dave Grossman talked about it in On Killing.
Yep.
That's why they had such a big problem. Vietnam, there was 2,000.
It's always been a problem, and that's one of the reasons the training is the way it was. I don't know what it is now, but part of the training they have to do is take, you know, people. It is not in the nature of most people to kill other people. Otherwise, the human race wouldn't exist.
Exactly.
You know,
we would not have evolved out of a cave.
If we were a bunch of murderous assholes, then you have to train people to be able to pull the trigger and kill somebody. And they had a lot of problems with it. And a lot of the studies were, you know, like, I forget what the numbers were. Some really small amount of people actually wound up shooting.
It's like 5 to 15% would actually aim the gun and pull the trigger. Most of them would aim high, aim low, or not pull the trigger at all.
Yeah, right.
It was just that one guy with the crazy guys.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
The one murderous asshole in the platoon. Everybody else
and
was
Alan,
like,
if I've got a friend who just recently came back from Iraq, and I was asking him, we were sitting around talking, and I was actually talking about I'd seen all these crazy tactical training videos and all that, and I'm like, how much do they teach you to do like fast mag changes?
They don't
and speed
at
reloads
all.
And all this stuff that you would have, say, in a modern carbine course, which I'm not saying isn't useful techniques, but I was wondering about the actual people that are taking incoming fire versus the people that are doing it for fun. How close is their training to the people that are actually out there in harm's way?
Not at all.
He said they really don't talk about that stuff at all. Pretty much.
Nope.
They get you so that you know which end of the gun the bullet comes out of.
That's about it.
And know that you will have to be pointing this at other people, and then your job is to kill them.
That's right.
So it's still the pretty much the crux of the training is that when the time comes, do the right thing.
Yeah. Now, you know, when I was in the Marine Corps, I wasn't a rifleman. I was a helicopter mechanic, and the training we got, you know, is, you know, because they do this whole, you know, every Marine's a rifleman. So, you know, the boot camp was what, 3 months long, I think. And we spent a whole 1 week on the rifle range. That was it.
First time one of my friends went full auto was actually at a private shooting range in Mosul, Iraq.
Oh yeah. They don't let you shoot full auto. There's none of that.
Too expensive. That's why I don't own a machine gun.
Well, you know, it is expensive. Well, anyway, the...
dead air drink.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Dead air.
I just did.
2104-530-0036. There was another one of my favorite stories of the week was this Romney is a bully thing that kind of exploded all over the Washington Post.
Romney is a bully?
Yeah, they did a story about how Romney was a bully when he was in high school or something like that and cut off
some. Except he kind of wasn't.
Yeah, except.
Because nobody's really sure of the story because whoever's reporting the story really wasn't there and they only heard that he was a bully. And
yeah, it turns out when they actually
good reporting,
go back and actually talk to the people and they actually, this supposed victim, and they talk to his sisters and they're like, huh?
Alleged when Romney bullied this kid, he would just had a can of iced tea and some Skittles.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the thing that was interesting to me is this is yet another example where, you know, 10 years ago, everybody would have gone, yeah, okay. And now it's another, you know, Rathergate kind of thing. It's like, you know, the internet investigated and said, nope.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. You know, as
because Romney potentially saying something to a guy who maybe not was a little bit on the frou-frou side is big deal. While meanwhile, Obama for 25 years going to a black supremacist church,
yeah,
that's not really all that significant. He wasn't paying attention.
That's right. And what Rita's fond of saying is that, you know, the headline is, you know, in, you know, full size on the front page and the retraction is on page 27 and.
Yeah.
World ending, poor and minorities hardest hit.
Yeah.
Right. They don't care. They just, they know they can do this. They can print the headline and it be a complete and utter lie. And then a few days later, print a retraction and then it's okay. You know, oh, sorry, we made a mistake, you know.
Yep, Mussolini talked about printing, always print the big lie.
Right. Yep.
I heard the other day someone, I'm putting quotes around quote, which is ironic in itself, quoted Sarah Palin saying that she could see Russia from her house.
Yep, exactly. You know, hey, Dan Quayle, perfect example. Mm-hmm. You know, always a drooling moron.
That's right.
But that was my favorite with Bush, because they would paint him in alternate sentences as this drooling moron incapable of walking 2 feet without stepping on his own feet.
And a super genius who masterminded 9/11.
Exactly.
He was President Gumby. He was whatever the left wanted him to be. They just kind of smoosh him into, he's a megalomaniac bent on world domination. He's a drooling chimpanzee.
Yep. Well, that's a left thing.
Well, Barack Obama is also President Gumby because they have molded him into whatever they wanted as well.
Well, that worked in 2008. I don't think it's going to work.
Well, we'll see.
They're going to try to make it work.
We'll see.
Work, Alan. Look who the GOP is nominating. They're nominating President fucking Kent Dahl. All right, you got Mitt Romney with his perfect hair, and you know, oh, he's got 4 years of being the governor of Massachusetts as his resume. You will see them with a completely straight face say Romney is not experienced enough. They will just, without a hint of irony, about how Romney does not have the experience to be president, without a single hint of irony.
Oh, just wait.
Gary Johnson, 2012.
George Bush was, and I quote, the least experienced person to ever run for president, end quote. Barack Obama, 143 days in the Senate. Cue the crickets. Chirp, 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 chirp. Dum-de-dum-de-dum.
Did you see where somebody's...
Bush's international experience consists of eating at an IHOP. Hee-hee-ha-ha. Obama.
Yeah.
Chirp, chirp. Chirp, chirp.
Did you see where somebody's put up something like a $10,000 reward for any transcript from one of the schools that Obama went to?
Yep. George Bush was a C student.
Yeah.
And Obama's transcript? Chirp, 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 chirp.
I like the whole thing with the Bush was a C student, and then it turned out that Kerry was a D student.
Oopsie. Yeah.
Derp.
And of course, everybody in Massachusetts was horribly surprised that John Kerry was a retard. Yeah. We never would have seen that. He seems so smart and put together.
Every time, all I could hear with Kerry is, I'm just a gigolo. And everywhere I go. Oh, sorry.
He made his money the old-fashioned way. He married.
He slept.
What is it? What is it with us running these Massachusetts assholes for president? I mean,
don't fucking ask.
It's Kennedy. Blame Kennedy.
What the fuck?
Ever since John Kennedy. And really, let's be honest, the best thing that ever happened to John Kennedy was getting shot in the fucking head.
Yep.
Well, it was certainly the best PR he ever had. It's like those—it's like those rock stars that die in a plane crash when they're at the height of their popularity,
exactly.
And nobody has to see them when they're 75 years old and still trying to kick it on stage. You know,
Yep.
Hey, if
Mick Jagger
in the Rolling Stones, they're coming out on stage in their wheelchairs with a colostomy bag hanging off the side. Oh yeah, we're ready to rock. Yeah. Hold on, I need my hip replaced.
And just so you know, guys, I hate to say this, but if Firefly was still on Fox today, Mal would have slept with Inara, and there just wouldn't be anything funny anymore, and there'd be a talking dog on the ship.
An alien.
A talking dog.
The Great Gazoo.
Yeah.
Oliver, the third cousin. They would have brought in another kid.
Oh, shit.
That's right. We have Scrappy Doo.
Scrappy Nibbles.
Oh, Lordy.
I mean, it's one of those things that they, you know, I said to a friend of mine, I said, man, it's a fucking shame they canceled Firefly. And he went, it's probably for the best. And I went,
no, I'm glad they did. It was perfect just as it is. Perfect.
I could have gone for another season.
Really? I don't know.
I
want to know what Book did.
Oh, that's in the comic book, though.
He died. That's what he did.
No.
He did do that well.
The secret is revealed in a comic book that I've never read.
Oh, I haven't seen the comic book.
Yeah.
Damn it.
No, apparently there. You know, Joss Whedon. He did a whole series of.
Yes, he did.
Of comic books, both Firefly and Buffy. After Buffy ended.
Yep.
Yeah, apparently the secret of Book is revealed in a comic book. I've never read it myself, but...
The Buffy comic book's the one where the Hellmouth moves to Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
Nobody noticed.
No, well...
Oh, it's there.
It's there. Trust me. I have suspicions of where it is.
I'm in Wikipedia right now.
Oh, speaking of Wikipedia...
Uh-huh.
The big Wikipedia flap was the...
I think it's huge.
It
Don't
is
you?
Huge. I think
yeah.
it is. You know, it's...
Oh, stop bragging about your balls, Alan.
We've always said that Wikipedia was a questionable source anyway. But this week they went... Because, you know, as soon as... well, apparently... Okay, here's the thing. You know, the full forward thing is a... You know, it's a traditional commie thing. You know, they like to name their periodicals forward because they think
they're progressive.
Yeah, they think they're moving history forward. So anyway, Wikipedia for like a year and a half had basically like a catch-all page called Forward that was where they, you know, they stuck under all these different magazines that were, you know, from commie countries that were called Forward, and it was just like a, you know, the generic header page for it. And man, right after Obama came up with Forward for his campaign slogan, that page disappeared. Poof. Gone.
Yeah. Memory hole.
Yep. Now the entries for each individual magazine that were called Forward are still there, but the master Forward page no longer exists.
Oh.
And it, you know, it's just, it, you know, of course it had absolutely nothing to do with Obama, you know, naming his thing Forward. It's just, you know, after a long, thoughtful process, they just decided
right.
It wasn't, you know, it wasn't, it didn't need to be there. You know, and I've read you know, you get all these weird, you know, people saying why and all that kind of stuff. And I've read, oh yes, Forward. Boy, wasn't Obama's campaign stupid for picking an obvious communist name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, they weren't stupid. They know exactly what they're doing.
Of course.
That's their wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Uh-huh. You know, look how smart we are. Look what we're doing. Ha 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 thing.
Well, they did in 2008 with all the graphics and symbolism.
Sure. Absolutely.
Really, if you look back at all the Soviet propaganda, I mean, so much of the Obama campaign was...
Well, because they're all communists.
Oh, and Che Guevara worship, don't forget that.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Is there any other person who's ever run for president that had their own flag?
Or their own presidential seal before they were elected.
Oh, good yeah. Lord. Now, the flag, I think. Yeah, thank you for.
I mean, just that red, white, and blue. Oh, I mean, I can't think of anybody else. There's certainly no George W. Bush symbol. The artist formerly known as George W. Bush.
Could you imagine the media shitstorm if a Republican National Committee office had a American flag with George Bush's face on it? Could you imagine the unholy media shitstorm that would have resulted from that?
Can hey, just look at any candidate that's ever been – any Republican candidate that's been a member of a white supremacist group.
None.
Well, I mean, there was David when he became a Republican after getting kicked out of the Democrat Party. No, he was never kicked out. He just left.
Well, the Democrats have a long history of being, you know, having the KKK was the militant arm of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, but Robert Byrd said he was sorry and supported Obama, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Kind of like how Obama's always been for gay marriage.
he was against it before he was for it.
Here's another
one. Just like NRA life member Mitt Romney.
I like how Mitt Romney flip-flops and Barack Obama evolves.
Yes, that's very interesting. That's,
you know, you got to love that. You got to love that. See, his position, he evolved. He's studied the issue.
Yep.
And his position has evolved.
And our calling number is 214.
Mitt Romney is just a spineless flip-flopper.
Calling number is 214-530-0036.
Oh, you call now.
I think I got it right. 214-530. Isn't that it?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
0036.
It's kind
of
dope.
I know there's a lot of zeros in there. I think we're having like Mother's Day.
No, we're not. No, it's just no.
Or we just suck so much. Nobody wants to call in.
Yes, that's what it is. None of our listeners. Nobody wants to call. Nobody wants to talk to us. It's fine.
Well, there's 19 people in the chat.
Hey, everybody! You know I started a new blog this week.
Yes, we noticed. You were the featured blog last week.
I have like four posts, and one of them is a cat picture. So, you know,
you need to put up a bunny with a pancake on its head next.
More fingernails.
Oh, you know, I have green fingernails right now. They're really good.
Mine are brown. But, oh, wait.
Ew, Jay. They have an ointment for that.
Oh, there's a poultice. We've got a salve.
I got a question. Is anybody here more than 1/36 American Indian?
You know, my family's more, Alan.
I don't know.
Did somebody have high cheekbones in your family, Jay?
Yes. Yes.
Actually,
Elizabeth Warren is jealous of my cheekbones.
That's right.
You're obviously Cherokee.
Obviously.
Actually, I think Brita has. Some...
I don't know. I have one American grandparent.
If, first of all,
the rest of my grandparents, three quarters of my grandparents were from Ireland. Mm-hmm. One of my grandparents, my mother's father, was American. And it's rumored. However, I don't know. I've never done the genealogy on it. It'd be interesting to find out. But however, I do have high cheekbones and brown eyes.
Well, that would be enough for you, according to Elizabeth Warren. That's enough for you to say you're.
Could I get into Harvard
that's right.
with that? Or
you also have straight dark hair, Brita.
That's right.
I do.
All them Indians have straight dark hair.
You know what's funny is. She said she didn't tell him she was a minority, and you know,
except she did,
and her minority heritage said played no part in her hiring, except that right after she was hired, you know, Harvard sent out all these press releases talking about that happened to mention all the diverse professors they hired, including the one Native American,
right?
Native American, or Churchill,
was blonde and
Pocahontas.
Just the more they investigate this Elizabeth Warren a Cherokee thing, it's hilarious to me. Apparently, one of her relatives did the Cherokee Trail of Tears.
Yes.
Like he rounded up the Cherokees and
he was responsible for putting them on the Trail of Tears, not actually being part of it.
Now, to be fair, though, I will have to say that I did go to college with a lovely girl named Morningstar who had blonde hair and green eyes and was half Penobscot, half Scottish.
Sure.
So it does work.
She ate vegetarian burgers?
No, but she hated when I called her Injun.
Injun Joe is tickled.
I had another friend who was a quarter Penobscot, and that was his preferred nomenclature, and sometimes I'd forget. We had Steve the Big Injun.
Injun Steve.
Injun Steve.
Steve.
Well, God. since University of Maine is built on land just outright stolen from the Penobscot tribe, they actually the people of Maine invented a river so as to make the island of Orono not actually an island in the Penobscot River, because the Penobscot River had a little branch that wasn't actually the Penobscot River. That was a different river. That was the Stillwater River. And later, the retribution was that anybody who's on a tribal roster can go to school there for free.
The entire U.S. is on land stolen from the Indians, not just Maine.
Yeah, no. I could go into the whole thing, but nobody cares. But yeah, it was all well. We bought Manhattan fair and square.
Here, want some beads?
Some beads. Don't forget, and have some blankets too. Right.
Oh,
hey, a local gun shop sold me a completely Bubba the Living Fuck Up 1911 for far more than what it was worth, and it cost me a lot of money to get it fixed so it would run properly, and it runs like a top now.
What you're saying is you're part engine.
Yes. I have high cheekbones.
Yeah.
High cheekbones.
I have high cheekbones, and I pooped outdoors.
There you go.
Excellent.
That's a requirement, then we're all
remember Indians. To call Elizabeth Warren by her Indian name, which is Walking Eagle.
I thought it was Pocahontas.
No, that's like the private name. Is
oh, okay. Pocahontas.
her official Indian name is Walking Eagle. Nobody's asked me where Walking Eagle comes from, so.
Where does Walking Eagle come from?
She's too full of shit to fly.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, I love you most of all. What really sucks is that with all of this bullshit in there, it just means that I'm going to have to leave my vote for Senator Blank.
Right, write me in. Write my name in.
No, I'm not going to do. I don't do the write-ins because.
Oh, dude, write me in. I want
to. No,
get, I
that means
get, like,
my
a,
vote gets shunted off to the separate pile where they just throw it on the floor.
They shovel it into the furnace. There's not a Democrat checkbox, then throw it into the circular pile.
All right, you wrote JG on here, which means that it's a vote for Al Franken.
It's a hanging chat for Al Gore. Forgot the 2000 election already?
No, I haven't forgot it. I was just that just made me think about this one and how horrible it's going to be.
It's not going to be horrible at all.
Oh,
by the way, Scott,
the African's going to walk all over Kendall.
Yeah, he is.
You know, because unless, the thing is, given a choice between a real socialist and an imitation socialist, they'll choose the real socialist every time.
Yeah, this is true.
Unless enough people. Really get their giggles on. I knew a bunch of people that knew fucking nothing about the Libertarian Party or how much of a farce it was, and voted for Bob Barr in the in the last election just because it was just such a shit show and all that. Maybe just maybe that and the pot smoker vote, because pot smokers will get off the couch.
The only thing I think could salvage it would be if Romney picked like Condoleezza Rice as his
speaker. No, that ain't gonna
happen.
She would
never. She has already said numerous times
she's not that stupid.
Never gonna happen.
I just think it'd be hysterical because I would love to see the media try to smear her as stupid.
Oh God!
That's the one thing. You know why? Even if Barack Obama were to win, it would be worth it to watch Condoleezza Rice debate Joe Biden. Think
oh, that'll
about
never happen.
Oh, you're right.
Could you
actually,
imagine? It would be like Stephen Hawking going up against the kid that ate paste.
No. It was like Dick Cheney going up against what's his face? Edward. John Edward. Oh my gosh. That was like I had goosebumps the entire debate. It was fantastic. Oh my gosh.
I bet Biden's out.
Yeah, there was a reason there was only one vice president.
There's going to Obama's going to pick a new running mate for the next.
No, I don't know.
He can't.
There is one talk which will make it very, very, very difficult for me to stay the living fuck away from Romney, which I should do, and I probably will do no matter what. But I'm wondering, Ron Paul's really, really jockeying hard to fuck with the convention and hold on to his delegates. I'm wondering if his bargaining chip to releasing his delegates is going to be Vice President Rand Paul.
Ooh.
No.
Tell me, Danny.
Rand Paul in charge of the Senate? I think I would vote for that.
You shouldn't though, because I mean, I voted for John McCain solely for Sarah Palin. Imagine what would happen to Sarah Palin if she was vice president. She'd just get shunted off to make speeches.
Yes, but the VP is the president of the Senate.
That's true.
That's a little bit of power there.
A little bit.
Well, they get to, you know, they get a big say in what happens and what bills happen and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Hmm.
All right.
Most of the time, Joe Biden
is presidential candidate.
Yeah, but you know what? Think about it. That ain't going to happen. I don't care how many delegates freaking Paul has. There's no way the establishment GOP is going to go for that. It ain't going to happen. Never happen. They hate Rand Paul as much as they hate Ron Paul.
Yeah, they do.
Ain't going to happen.
He's against the TSA because he doesn't want us getting gate raped.
Oh, did you see Geraldo? The thing about Geraldo Rivera was talking about how he got felt up by the TSA and by somebody who obviously was enjoying it.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's like on Drudge. There's like a whole video of him on like the Today Show where he's talking about the TSA, you know, guy feeling him up and obviously enjoying it and just. and he's just full of how the fucked up the TSA is, and you know, it was hilarious.
Oh, nothing like a smarmy.
People are finally starting to know. Oh, I see. Geraldo claims he was raped by the TSA. I see.
I wonder if they checked his mustache for weapons.
You kid, that is a sort of weapon.
They checked his vault.
I think he's still on TV, first of all.
Yeah,
still on TV. His
fart vault.
Fart locker. Alan Tsai.
Oh, Obama store now offers gay items.
Boy, that didn't take long, did it?
Oh, is it the head of state?
Is that a joke?
The head of state. It's a Barack Obama shaped dildo.
Oh no. No, it's a t-shirt.
Oh God.
It says I'm out for Obama. It took them 24 hours, 36 hours maybe to get these t-shirts on there. Yeah. The whole gay marriage debate thing.
Oh, that's just their attempt to distract the Republicans from the.
Yeah.
Well, listen, they have gone through.
Gay cooties.
They have gone through the entire spectrum of victim groups. You know, they had the Trayvon thing, mm-hmm. first of all, and then they had the war on women thing, and now they have the gay thing. Yep. So I don't know how they're going to stretch it out until November, until the election. But
well, the story is Obama didn't want to do it this early, but Biden's fuck up forced it.
Biden's he
really wanted to wait until right before the convention. Hey, we have a caller.
Excellent.
Area code 352.
Okay.
Hello.
Boy, somebody's app is way up on the mixer. Hello, Brita.
Hi.
You don't know who this is.
No, I don't.
This is the weird person from Florida.
Who?
Rob Allen.
I need another clue.
Rob Allen.
It's not Rob Allen. I know
very
Rob.
Weird. I hang out in the gun block, and I have a pretense for bad puns.
It's C90.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah,
got me.
Wow.
C90.
Oh, my goodness. This is kind of like an event. Wait. Okay, cool.
Your guys' audio is really over-amped.
What does that mean?
I'm really getting clobbered.
Oh, is
it? You're overdriving me.
Oh.
No, that's
maybe
that's
you should turn down your volume.
That's code word for awesome.
Yes.
I go up to 11.
We go up to 11.
Squirrel Report goes up to 11. Here's your title.
Let me see now. Okay, that's a little better.
Good.
Okay, well.
The volume knob goes the other way, too.
So tell us a story, C90.
Yeah, well, you know. This is the first time I've ever called into either one of the shows.
I know.
First time calling, long time listener.
Poor Ellen, there's something that if you own an iPod, you're supposed to be able to sue, you're part of the suit for against Apple. Was something in the news today or on...
like four iPods. Listen up.
One for each testicle.
Oh.
I didn't get that.
Somebody,
how'd you know?
Somebody did a class action suit for... Together.
Class action suit against Apple or...
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, Rita, say Apple again.
No, Jay.
Apple.
You know what, Jay?
Oh, my God. A judge did, okay, I'm looking at CNN. You want to hear something that really gets you guys jumping?
Yes.
A woman has been sentenced to 20 years for firing a warning shot.
What?
Saying that he had no discretion under Florida law. A judge sentenced a Florida woman to 20 years in prison for firing a warning shot in an effort to scare off her abusive husband.
Wow. Oh, God.
They tried doing that in New Hampshire, and it got roundly just spanked back.
He had no discretion.
I bet that gets appealed.
20 yeah. years.
That's ridiculous. Warning
shots
are a bad idea.
I don't even understand, like, what is the...
No, see, what you do, you don't fire a warning shot. You just say, I was shooting at him and I missed.
Exactly. Yeah, that's
I'm
what you
really,
say.
I'm
but
a really bad
shot. I don't understand the law behind that. Like, what is the...
It's probably like a reckless endangerment type.
Okay.
I don't
remember,
know.
People, Weird Beard's pro tip. Gut shots are very, very scary.
you know, nothing says warning like a shot right to the sternum.
Yeah. Here's your warning shot going through, you know, center mass. The next one will go through your head.
Yeah.
In firing the gun, it doesn't matter where it goes.
I jerked the trigger and it went into his pee hole.
I don't know what Florida law is, but generally the way these things work is the prosecutor says, well, you know, if you weren't shooting to kill him, then obviously you weren't in fear for your life. Therefore, you had no reason to shoot the gun, and it falls under some other bullshit law about, you know, reckless endangerment or something like that.
Also, if I'm correct, the person who pushed this case forward is the same person that charged Martin Zimmerman with second degree murder because
The Democrat district attorney.
Yeah, you want to know really bad? It was a jury trial in March, and they convicted her of aggravated assault after just 12 minutes of deliberation.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a good point. The aunties are always screaming, why don't we shoot the wound? Why didn't he just shoot him in the leg? Why didn't he shoot the gun out of his hand?
Yeah, right. And you know what? My response to that would be, you know, all these cops that shoot three magazines of, you know, Glock at somebody and hit them twice.
That's just
and the answer is I shot the gun out of his hand.
Yeah.
I shot him in the heart and then he dropped the gun.
Exactly.
It was all according to my master plan.
Imagine that when they fall over dead.
I shot to wound. I wounded him in the head.
I shot to stop. Well, you know, his heart stopped.
And I was reading. Go ahead, C90.
And in other news, looks like banks are trying to act like the U.S. government. J.P. Morgan lost $2 billion of their own money. Yeah,
I saw that.
$2 billion is going to end up being.
$2 billion of our own money.
Yeah.
Right.
They're too big.
We're
going to
be bailing out the banks.
Yeah.
If I may,
or the Chinese will be bailing out the banks, and then we'll have to pay the Chinese back.
The Chinese are buying banks.
Oh.
They just got approval.
Okay.
Chinese bank
about
in Hong Kong.
No.
Chinese bank in Hong Kong.
Chinese won't bother.
There's a Chinese bank in Hong Kong that just got approval from the Federal Reserve to buy a bank, branch chain, things in New York.
Fuck buying banks. Let's just start giving them banks. Here, take this one.
The Chinese won't bother foreclosing on the U.S. They'll just wait
until all the Japanese die out and take
over the island and make it into a huge Mao
internment camp.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was going somewhere else.
Oh, good Lord. I'm kind of curious what's going to happen when the EU starts turning tits up. Because that's
off
peg.
Starts? EU has been sliding like pell-mell off the face of the earth. And it's Germany is like digging in claws, like there's scratch marks going down the table.
Well, you know what the problem is. First they conquered most of the things, and then they lost them, and then they got them, they rebuilt, and they said, "Well, we'll do it the easy way. We'll just lend them money and tell them, hey, we get all together in one common market. We'll be great." And then all of a sudden they say, "Well, we can get the money from the Germans and not do anything." And then the Greeks said, "Well, we're going to default. Give us more money." And the German says, "We already gave you money. Well, you got to give us some more. We ain't got to give you any more. Well, then we'll leave. Go ahead and leave. I don't want your goddamn money."
Shit's going to get real when the Germans say, "You know what? We're not going to pull this wagon anymore."
I'd like to see the U.S. pull out and say, "Okay, guess what? Germany's now responsible for the military safety of the EU." And watch everybody go, "Oh!"
Yeah, I don't know why we're still – well, I know why we're still over there, so we get an Air Force base, but still.
Yeah, well, some papers and commentators are saying that the EU is going to fall like
– it will. It's inevitable.
A real big bad bomb.
It will.
Jay, I'm really fantasizing about the EU being entirely entrusted to the engineering masterpiece of the G-36 rifle.
The AUG.
The greatest combat rifle ever devised.
The greatest combat rifle ever dropped on the ground in disgust.
No, it wasn't dropped on the ground for disgust. It just got too hot to hold.
Well, I'll have some good money when the fortune go. Because I saved up some, I got about 8,000 escudos and bills that I had left over from when I was over there 30 years ago.
Which are worth nothing now, of course.
And in other news, did you see the pictures on CNN about website about the P-40?
About what?
The P-40 found in the Egyptian desert.
Oh, I heard that.
Airplane?
Yeah, I heard about that. I didn't read about it though.
Yeah,
I just heard they found
the Smith and Wesson.
Yeah, they got some good pictures in on CNN site and the BBC.
Where'd it come from?
It's a plane from World War II that they just found in the desert. It's just sitting there. It crashed.
Shotgun.
Yeah,
it's been sitting in the desert.
They shot it down with a 50 BMP.
The pilot got confused in the air, and he couldn't take instructions from another pilot, and he crashed. Closest habitation is 140 miles. And he made it down because they found that he had removed the radio, like he was going to try and repair it and do things, but he didn't. And since they had minimum survival kit in those days, and it was the Sahara, he didn't make it. So the Egyptian government took out the guns and the machine guns and the bullets, and the Imperial War Museum wants to recover the aircraft, and the Imperial Graves Registration or whatever it is, they want to get search parties in there because he's been gone for 70 years, and his family might want to see if they can get him back.
Well, they found they found a bunch of Supermarine Spitfires still in their crates buried somewhere over in Asia. In Burma, yeah, something like that.
Well, they're talking about it. They say they know where they're buried.
Yeah,
that's like supposedly in Panama Canal Zone under the one of the high schools. They buried some P-51s in crates after World War II, and then they built the later built the high school over them.
For the planes in Burma, fucking tell them where to dig them up. They could use them.
Yeah. What, to fly out of there?
Yeah, or just to to do a little help on the little junta they got there.
Yeah, guys, I'm going to hang up.
Means to tell you guys, but John Rambo ain't real.
Thanks for calling, C90. It was great to hear from you.
I'm going to hang up. I can't hear a word you're saying. You're all garbled. It must be this lousy cell phone of mine. So
yes.
Good night,
let's
Rita.
Blame
good night,
the cell phone.
Weird, everybody.
Exactly.
Thanks for calling, C90.
Bye. C90.
Wow, C90.
Wow, he's real.
That is kind of like a moment in history.
It really is.
I kind of assumed it was a computer.
He wasn't a real person.
I could have sworn he would sound more Nigerian.
Hey, we got another call.
Hey.
Area code 971.
Why, hello, all. It is MDev from Texas of the Pepperware.
Hey.
The MDev Minute.
That's right.
The MDev Minute.
So MDev, before you get started on what you called in about, tell us what thing the government has fucked up.
You forgot to get C90s.
I know.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
I was in shock because
C90. You're really garbled, but I was able to understand Jay of all people.
Oh.
Vindication.
Don't say it too loud. His microphone will hear.
My microphone is a complex.
But no, what thing has the government screwed up for you?
Well, gasoline. Absolutely just gasoline with adding the ethanol and screwing up my boat engine.
Oh, what did it do to your boat engine?
See? What did I say?
Yep.
I've seen the warnings in the Harley magazines. They're like, be really careful.
Yeah. Well, luckily I found out that, and I don't know, maybe the gas station's just lying to me, but there's one gas station that very prominently advertises that their premium gas does not contain ethanol because I guess the restriction is on regular. So for small engine stuff, I just buy their premium. But I haven't had as many issues. And you can buy that ethanol treatment stuff too, which I did on the boat engine but didn't do on like the lawnmower. So that's what the government screwed up for me lately.
What does it do? Does it cause knocking? What's the harm that the ethanol does? I know people that have classic cars that rots out all the seals.
Yeah, I think that was weird talking, but it was really garbly. I couldn't hear you guys. So I'm going to make it short, but I am posting a picture with a bunch of old gas cans, but it's going to be titled "From My Cold Dead Cans."
Yeah.
Ooh, cool.
So I don't know.
Sounds like we're having audio problems.
Yeah, we are having a little audio problem.
So I'm going to ask the question to Jay because Jay, you're the engine nut. What does the 10% ethanol do to small engines?
I guess it's just it burns at a slightly different temperature. I guess it does not have the BTU energy of regular gasoline.
Yep.
So it just.
It just cakes on it just filthies up everything.
Exactly. It just gunks up a hell of a lot faster. I've noticed it on my bike.
Well, the alcohol will also corrode your pipes and fittings and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know a buddy of mine restores classic cars, and he says that you can't leave the 10% ethanol stuff in the car for any length of time because it'll rot out all the seals.
Yeah, you know where I noticed it was the exhaust pipes. For years and years, they were fine. And all of a sudden, right when they did the switch over, it's like black. It looks like it's been ridden cross country. So I guess, you know, hey, it's good because, you know, now I look like I ride it more than 1,000 miles a year. So
Yeah. And it makes Frida poop at work.
And it makes Brita poop at work. That's
the government. Thank you for bringing that up again.
Lots out Harley pipes, makes Brita poop at work.
The only reason I brought that up was because I needed you to stop talking about cars.
Oh, we're talking about cars. May I please call for a moment of silence for the passing of Carol Shelby?
No.
Did Carol Shelby die?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I think that was Jay's moment of silence.
I think Jay.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Carol Shelby, the man responsible for the Dodge Omni GLHS.
There's just, oh, don't there's... fucking bring up the fucking Shelby Omni.
Hey, any Omni that can do a 13-second quarter mile.
Yeah. Yeah, come on. We can talk about the AC Cobra. We can talk about the Super Cobra.
Cobra's supposed to be badass, but when you pull up next to somebody in a little fucking Omni, they're laughing at you, and then all of a sudden, all you see is taillights.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what my
saw the Cobra, and it was like, okay, that car looks fast just standing still. The Dodge Omni looked like a fucking bread box just standing still.
It looked like a fire hydrant.
Ugh. Car talk.
Alan's going to go drag his nuts across the front seat of the F-150 again.
Yep.
All
okay,
right.
Okay, it's time to hang up now.
We got 20 minutes.
God.
Twenty minutes of this hell, Rita.
We're going to have to drag this one across the finish line with a rope or something.
We're going to have to drag this across the finish line with Alan's balls.
We're just really sucking tonight.
I don't know.
Somebody call in. Give out the number.
I'm tired of begging for callers.
We have good callers, though.
Yeah, the few that we've had have been good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And we are having audio problems, apparently.
Yeah,
everybody except me, which you know is a sign of the end of times.
Something weird's going on with the call-in thing. I don't know what it is.
I blame you.
Yeah, it is Alan's fault.
You're in charge of this whole thing, Alan, so it's on you.
First rule of leadership, Alan, everything is your fault.
Hey, I got a really good idea. Brita, talk about something very, very pretty or something that tastes good. Come on, okay. Interject some distinctly Brita-ness.
Make it classy.
Oh, shit.
You gotta have class.
Or talk about some pussy.
What? Oh, God.
You've got like eight of them in your house.
It's the crazy
count. Six. Well, six. Okay.
Six just to count.
Did Ronan pull out his penis today?
No, he did not.
I was
very proud of him. He did not have his penis moment today. Yeah. We tried a new recipe today. It was really cool. This is going to be really boring, but I was excited about it. I've been growing these onions in my garden, and the leaves are, like, huge and hollow.
Which kind of onions?
They're called Egyptian onions.
Okay, yeah. I've got those.
Do you have those?
Yeah.
Well, if you cut off one of the big, thick leaves, you know, the hollow leaves.
The tubes, yeah.
The tubes. You can stuff it with cheese and put it on the grill.
Ooh.
And it is freaking awesome. It is so delicious.
What kind of cheese did you use?
We just... so ghetto, I stuck in strip cheese.
Nice. Elvita!
No, the strip cheese. You know the mozzarella things?
Yeah,
we call that string cheese.
We put on the grill, and it was really, really good.
String cheese out here on the East Coast.
String cheese, strip cheese.
Do you say strip cheese?
We used to eat strip cheese.
Strip cheese is one of those things that, you know, when you go on a week, when you weekday afternoon at the strip club.
Well, you call it string cheese? Okay, yeah, no. Strip cheese.
It's essentially the dairy version of string theory.
Something. Which isn't true, but, yeah. Egyptian onions, strip cheese on the grill. Awesome.
Wait, Rita, do you have a rebuttal to string theory?
Not
I don't give
really.
A shit because it doesn't.
I've had like four beers. I can't do string theory right now. I'm sorry. Catch me on a Monday at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm to go.
We have a caller.
Yay! Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, okay. Area code 217. Hello. Can you hear me?
No, we call it string cheese in these parts, too.
Who are you?
Where's these parts?
You know, everyone else's talk is right. It really is hard to hear some of it. I can hear Brita, but not much else. Sometimes weird.
Okay, this everybody is, else shut up. Who is this?
What Mordor. Part is it?
Oh.
Caller, this is Brita. Who is this?
It's a Wellowent. Jay knows me. We met at NRACon. Oh.
I know that dude. He's famous on the internet.
That's right.
I did not put my balls on your rifle.
No, that was just mine.
Yep.
And that so disturbed me. I had to make Wally make me another one.
He didn't either.
I did.
Really?
Yeah, I'm having him make me another one, but not. I'm still taking the other one.
All right.
So I got something that the government screwed up.
Tell us.
No way.
I'm not sure if it's a national thing or if it's just a state thing around here, but apartment buildings.
Go on.
How so?
There's a limit that once it reaches over a certain amount of apartments, you have to put in the handicap accessible apartments.
Oh, see here, I thought he was going to talk about the ghetto.
Oh.
And the fact that anytime you have the government paying for housing, how it just naturally degenerates into, I mean, basically it's Lord of the Flies in a high rise.
Mm. Well, this, I've heard the gripe of several landlords. It's when they reach, I think it's either 16 or 18 apartments, they have to have one of those handicap accessible apartments, and how they can never rent it out because no one's looking for one. And how it's actually a lot of the housing or the apartment developments around where I live have they're one under that number, and they have to have separate entities owning each building so they don't run afoul of that law.
Yeah, I mean that's how it always works. Is someone always it's really? I mean, there's a whole side job on becoming the dodging the government's bullshit laws.
Yeah.
It's one of those things of the, oh, you can't have, the assault weapons ban was a great example, was the, you can't have these features on a gun or else it's illegal. All right, fine, we'll build guns without that exact gun, but we'll cut those features off of it. And suddenly they were like, no, you can't do that. You're just supposed to stop.
Right, no. Right. Well, you can no longer sell the Bushmaster AR-15 and... So now it's the AR-16. Oh, it's a loophole. No, it's not a loophole. You wrote the law to say you cannot sell any rifle named the Tech-9 Super Duper Assault Death Penis. And when they changed the name, guess what? We're not selling it anymore.
I have a Super Auto Assault Penis. And I put it on your rifle.
You're supposed to put it in the rifle.
Oh, God.
It didn't have the barrel on yet.
Dude, if you could fit me, 2, 3. And,
hey, Weird.
Yeah?
Brita's mom is listening to you.
Oh, hi, Brita's mom. Happy Mother's Day.
I think she... No, she's still on. Terrific.
Hi,
well,
Mom.
Great talking to you. I'm going to go back to the internet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Later.
Sorry about the audio. I got to figure out what's wrong with that. All right.
I bet it's your KP-121 switch. Did that mean anything?
Yeah. Hang on. Let me call in, and we will. I want to see what this.
Are you?
Is like.
Oh, this is so meta.
I know. Excuse it's me, stupid. But I need to. I need to see what it's. I need to see what the problem is. So,
I bet it's the KP-101 switch.
It's the Illudium P-32 space modulator. This is supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
Hey, Brita, tell Alan what his phone number is so he can call it.
Alan, call 214-530-0036. You have 7 minutes. No, 17 minutes.
Oh, I'm talking on the phone right now.
Hi, Alan. What are you wearing?
Holy crap.
Uh-huh.
It sounds bad, does it?
It's supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Y'all talk.
No.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I'm seriously overdriving that.
Oh, it's overdrive. It.
We got to do it all over again. Hey, Kevin Baker's online. Kevin, call in.
Kevin, if you are listening, I'm not mad at you anymore about Avatar. I love you.
Oh, God. Weird. The boy brought home a copy of Avatar to watch, and all I could think of was you just viciously attacking Kevin Baker. You owe me 3 hours!
Jay, if your boy came home with a copy of Avatar, I would have hit him so hard that his glasses would have come off.
His sister's already done that. Several times.
She's a mean one.
Like I said, I'm not concerned about her because any boy that tries to get fresh with her is going to draw back a bloody stump.
Aw, they grew up so fast.
I'm trying to figure out what's changed in the audio here. To yeah. Sound like shit.
Yes, we actually had a little incident on the Cub Scout overnight. Where
speak up, Jay.
So we had an incident on the Cub Scout overnight where a kid got in my daughter's face, took a swing at her. She proceeded to grab him in a headlock and punch him in the face 4 times.
Oh! She did? Oh, my God.
Ah.
Wow.
Did she put him in a figure four?
Later on, she was like, I didn't hit him that hard. I just wanted to send him a message. I'm like, oh.
It's a Sicilian message.
Exactly. Kid woke up with a horse's head in his tent.
No, it was Cub Scouts. It was a raccoon. And it wasn't dead. It was alive.
Just a pony.
It just happened to have its balls tied to its front paws with dental floss. Just imagine that. Throw a raccoon with its balls tied to its front paws into a tent full of Cub Scouts. That's going to do some damage.
Okay, I think I got the audio fixed.
They wouldn't care.
Not according to how you sound.
Well, he sounded okay. He sounded Alan-ish. I mean, Alan doesn't sound that good to begin with.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. You're a tough crowd, I got to tell you. Kevin Baker's underwater. It's that trio. It's the tree of life.
Oh, hey. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sound terrific.
I'm going to try to take another caller here.
We have another caller.
Oh, it's from a restricted number.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Am I going to have to get...
Hello, restricted caller.
It's Kevin.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear us?
It's Avatar Boy.
I can hear you. I can hear you, but it sounds like I'm underwater.
Bow, now, 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 now.
Yeah, everything's muddy.
Baker alarm.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
It's funny. I'm talking with Kevin Baker, and I'm holding my new Boker.
Hey, Kevin, I saw your rifle, too. I didn't do anything bad to it.
You told me that last week.
I know. I just like saying it.
I'm doing pretty well. Listening. I got brass and dyes and
plants and birds and rocks and things.
And I've got the upper's 3 months out, but I'm getting there.
It should be a fun setup.
Was yours?
What barrel length are you going with?
16 inches is all that Rock River offers.
Ah,
that's what I went with.
So weird.
Yes.
The lower that you were draping your nutsack over.
Yes.
May become a short barrel rifle.
Ooh.
I'm starting to think. That one might become the zombie gun.
Have you seen have you seen Wally's 300 entry gun that he's got?
No. Oh, the 10-inch?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what inspired it.
It's really fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I shot a whole bunch of holes in his backyard with it.
Well, how do I sound to you guys? Because this is a new headset.
You sound great.
Yeah, you sound good.
You sound pretty
good.
Oh,
very,
so pretty.
Very Kevin Baker-ish. It's eerie.
You mean I sound like the monolith from 2001: A Space Odyssey, right?
Exactly like that, Kevin.
You sound like that guy on the internet.
That guy, Oldsworth shirt. Serious. Kevin gets going. I do. I just feel like a monkey. I'm like, oh, ah.
Sounds like a minority.
In a while. Coming up on my ninth blogiversary, I may have to do that again. Crank another one.
Ninth, Kevin.
Good Lord.
Yeah. 9 years on the internet? Really?
No, 9 years blogging. I've been on the internet longer than that.
Okay, well, 9 years blogging? Really?
Really.
In July, I'll hit 9 years.
That's crazy. I couldn't hack it, Kevin. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're allowed breaks, Beta. As long as you come back to us.
It requires a certain mindset, Brita, and I have it.
What is the mindset? Please tell me.
You have to be certified fucking sane. That's just me.
Really? Whoa. Can you be more specific?
You just Cyloned. More specific than what?
Well, what is the mindset required?
Okay. One of the definitions of fanatic is won't shut up, won't change your subject, and won't change your mind. That's me.
Well, shit, I changed my mind a couple of times.
As long as you don't have to change your underwear. Alan's all set.
Oh, I think that's my problem is the whole won't shut up thing because I'm just like, eh. You know, I get to a point I'm like, fuck it. I don't care.
Well, I've gotten to the point several times where I feel like I've said the same thing over and over and over again. But then I've kind of realized that if you want to make your point in this world, there are new people all the time. You have to keep making your point over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of the problem that the right has versus the left is that the left is so ideologically driven that's their modus operandi.
Yeah, they never shut up.
The right is busy out making a living.
Yeah. Right.
We have jobs and things.
Right.
So, you know, so if we're not going to, well, I've basically concluded that we've lost, but I refuse to go down without a fight. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Monica said.
Oh, Jay.
Yes, I just pulled a Bill Clinton joke.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was awful.
Thank you. I try.
Oh, speaking of Bill Clinton jokes. I'm gonna have to buy this book because it looks like it's gonna be awesome. The same book that said that Clinton said that Obama was incompetent. Interviewed Obama's long-term physician who said that
Obamacare sucks.
Yeah, said not only that, but said the president lacks passion, feeling, and humanity.
Oh, yes. No
really?
Testicles. That.
Okay. So he's a sociopath.
Freaking robot. Have anybody read Dupes, the book Dupes?
No, I haven't.
I'm almost finished with it. I've picked it up. It's basically my lunchtime reading. It's about how the communists duped a lot of the left leaning people and used them to promote communism without, you know, actually being communists. The last couple of chapters details, and I mean details with documentation, all these people in Obama's formative life, you know, and their attachment to communism and the fact that the media simply will not talk about it. If Obama is not a communist, he is as close as you're going to get. And we elected him to the White House.
Well, who's this we?
We the people did.
We the people. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Obama's a self-identified progressive, and there is no difference between progressive and Marxism. It's just they gotta play the shell game because they can't quite say Marxism because someone might compare them to Stalin,
but,
who—
But you look at everybody he's been around his entire life, and the people that he's appointed to cabinet positions and czars and so on and so forth,
yeah.
And people who, you know, who unabashedly quote from Das Kapital or Marx, or, you know, directly from Marx or from or Mao, and, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that this man is a communist, and half of the 33% of the eligible population that voted for him. You know, it just floors me.
52%.
Well, between the people
that's why I have a bumper sticker that says FU52.
Between the people that are also communists and the, you know, the others that are useful idiots, the yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the bottom line is that the world has not gotten the message of the failed experiment, the social experiment of the 20th century. I mean, France just elected a socialist leader, and yep. this is not some sort of like warmed over. It's not even like progressive. It's one of those. He's the member of a party formed by, I think, Karl yep. Marx's brother-in-law.
They are the Socialist Party.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's not like it's the, well, it's kind of our envision. We're going to do it different this time. No, they're doing the exact same thing. It's a direct descendant of Marx, and nobody's.
Do it to Julia.
Yeah, nobody's outraged by this in France.
I keep going back to this thing that Geek with the 45 wrote several years ago, where he said, you know, entire societies have gone stark raving batshit fucking insane. And I look at the United States, and I look at France, and I look at Greece, and it's the whole fucking world. It's not just societies. It's we're all going off the deep end, and it's just I don't know. You know, frankly, it scares me.
No, I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's several generations of people that, because of a modern society, are so insulated from reality that they think they can wish for whatever they want and get it.
Yep. Because they've been told.
Right. They've been told they deserve it.
Yep. And we're wrong for not giving it to them.
That's right. We're the evil ones.
I put up a post the other day about some president of one of the four SEIU unions writing about, you know, 401ks are just too risky.
Oh, I saw that.
And somebody linked to it from a different blog, and I apologize. I can't remember which blog it was. I think it was Guffaw. But I went over there, you know, because he linked me and was reading the comments, and someone was saying, we need to go back to the defined benefit plans like we used to have because, you know, they always paid up. Where did she think that much went?
Yeah.
You know, it went into the same place the 401ks went, and when the stock market tanked, they tanked.
Right.
You know, they're reducing our benefits and telling us, you know, but they're reducing your benefits because there's no money there.
Yep. It all got stolen.
You know.
Yeah.
What was it they said about GM? Every time you buy a GM vehicle, there's $1,500 in pension plan wrapped around that, because General Motors is not an auto manufacturer anymore. It now all it is a life support system for a pension plan.
Yep.
There are more people on GM pension than there are on the GM payroll. You know,
yep.
You can't sustain that.
But
and,
they're,
you know,
sure going to try.
Right, and the article that the stupid Bent wrote about, you know, 401ks were, oh, one of the legs of the stool is savings, and one of the legs of the stool is the retirement plan, and one of the legs of the stool is Social Security. Social Security's out of freaking money.
Nope. Yeah, that's, well, yeah. And you know,
so
you can
give more of it to the government to, you know, go spend on something else.
Yeah, it's not a...
Is Kevin channeling me? And all of a sudden, I'm like, I hear this, like,
yeah.
the scary thing is that Kevin says you can't sustain that. But the scary thing is you can sustain it long enough to get a couple of generations that have just been drinking the Kool-Aid and buying on that. Oh yeah, you know, when you retire, there will be Social Security. We will kick the can down the road so the next group of people can retire. So now everyone just expects Social Security because it's been around essentially forever in their concept of time.
You're owed it now.
And
yeah.
you've got a generation that's been into it their entire lives.
I mean, it's even the idea of benefits.
All of us have paid into this for our entire lives.
And I'm never going to see a dime of it.
Exactly. Nope. Exactly. When the baby boomers have paid into it for most of their lives, if not all. So we've got two generations that have been paying into this their entire existence. The baby boomers are a powerful voting bloc. The government is damn sure not going to fuck them over. Guess who they are going to fuck over, guys?
Yeah.
Well, I'm on the tail end of the baby boom generation because I just turned 50. But so I'm not going to
stay. It's all your fault, Kevin.
Greedy bastard. It's all Kevin's fault. Fuck it. We're going to go live with Kevin when we lose our houses.
That's right.
We're all going to move in Arizona. Be a giant hippie commune in Kevin's house.
I'm game.
Oh, wait.
I'm armed.
It's Carrie. Never mind.
Poop. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Kevin. We got to, believe it or not, more callers stacked up.
Are you kidding? Wow. It's 11 o'clock.
I know. Let's take this last.
Well, let's take callers. What the hell?
Bye.
All right. Bye, Kevin. Thanks for calling.
Bye, Kevin.
Wow. Yay.
I like Kevin.
I always expect him to sound like Robert Loggia.
Why is that? I expect you to sound like Robert Loggia.
Kevin Baker.
Technically, since he's always doing that bad impersonation, he does kind of sound like Robert Loggia.
What's that?
You're always doing not only Robert Loggia, but Robert Loggia from the Tropicana commercial.
Exactly. Yeah, Billy.
It's kind of like if Robert Loggia and what's his name? I'm trying to remember that actor's name. The guy from Key Largo.
Yeah. Who's our caller?
Yep, let's take the call. Area code 937.
Hello, this is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh,
what's up, Alan? Long time no see.
Wow, Jerry.
See, I've known Alan when he didn't like people.
I still don't.
Alan still doesn't like people.
I know.
Yeah, Jerry and I used to work together years ago.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I've got to tell you, when you guys are talking about gas, is there's a gas station around here that still sells leaded gas for race cars.
No shit. Ooh. I didn't think you get leaded gas anymore.
Oh, I know. I didn't either. I was there getting gas.
What?
A couple of companies that I worked for, and I heard someone say, there's a leaded pump. So I talked to the owner for a minute. He said, oh, yeah, we get race cars in here all the time, and that's how they get fuel for it.
What
was the compound that had the lead in it?
Oh, wait, no.
What is the leaded part in leaded gas?
It's I'm assuming it's lead. It used to be what made the they took the lead out because of the knocking that the old engines used to make.
Well, actually, the lead was to lubricate the valves.
Oh, okay.
That's
like when you shoot a hell of a lot of lead ammo.
Yep.
It just kind of lubricates the barrel.
That's what it was for.
That's
You still living in Ohio, Jerry?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I still live in Dayton.
Oh.
Dayton. Houses. Okay.
Beautiful Dayton. Little Detroit.
Little Detroit.
Yeah.
Hey, I live near Cleveland. I thought we were Little Detroit.
No, you're the hell.
No. Dayton is, the joke is the Briars from Kentucky, their cars broke down on the way up to the GM plants in Detroit, so they built GM plants in Dayton. So that way they would only go half as far.
Oh, it's
Briar, long R, not short R, Briar. So.
By the way, the additive was triethylene lead.
Thanks for calling, Jerry. It was great hearing from you.
No problem, man. No problem. How's so where are you living now? You're not in Frisco anymore, or are you traveling for work all the time?
No, I'm south of Houston.
Oh, okay. Alan
used to live in San Francisco. That explains a lot.
That does explain a lot, doesn't it?
Yep.
Well, that all started when he started wearing that kilt, see?
It's true.
Alan, did anyone ever try to get your back feet into their boot?
No.
Wow.
Okay. Well, we're out of time, guys. Jerry. Thanks.
Good talking to you.
Bye.
We're past time.
Yeah, I know. We ran long, finally. Wow. All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for putting up with us tonight.
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome.
It was
best show ever.
I like,
because you were on Weird.
Weird's always such an optimist.
He is. That's what I like about him.
Yeah. I had fun. We got to talk about pooping.
Yeah.
We got to talk about mice dragging their testicles around. And I got to learn about triethylene lead.
That's why they called it ethyl.
And Fred Nethyl.
Well, the gasoline back in the old days, they introduced when they introduced leaded gas for the valves, they called it ethyl because it had the ethylene lead in it.
Ah. And then Carol Shelby died.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh well.
Wise.
All right. Well, thanks for calling the callers, email. And thanks for listening to the listeners, and thanks for
chatting to the chatters.
Yes.
Yes.
And for all you people who are not listening, thank you, too, because we appreciate you staying the fuck away from it, because you know what? We don't need anybody half-assing it.
That's
fuck
right.
It all up.
All right. See y'all next week.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.